Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
The holidays are just like right there. Like literally you can see them. Like if you're just looking right over that horizon. Mm-hmm.
They're right there. Yeah. They're just
right there. Competent Papa, baby.
And so we've been trying a new thing. It's called Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, it's working well.
Listen, all y'all. Just pull your crap together. TX just left the room.
He said enough of this feel good.
He doesn't want to do Feel Good Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I leave too?
Is that weird? What? You just got up and left?
I didn't have my story. I didn't feel good about not having
my
story.
You know we're on the radio. You know we do this for a living.
I had to go.
Why would your story ever leave the room, T-Hack?
The editors were working on it in there.
Okay.
They were getting it.
This is not news or nope. This is like just, okay.
Come on, guys.
All right.
Screw me again.
It is Feel Good Friday where we are not court ordered. We're just doing it out of the goodness of our heart.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you some of the good news out there in the world. Who's starting today?
I'll start.
Oh, Aaron, let's do it.
And I'm going to give a kind of warning where, like, I don't know if this is considered a feel-good Friday story, but it makes me happy.
Okay.
And I know it'll make other people feel happy.
Okay.
What is going on?
I don't know. I'm just trying a new music bed underneath it. Is it like...
It turns out that there's a new trend when it comes to... What the... You know what? Fine. People are dressing down for the clubs. Let's go. They're wearing sweatpants.
That is a feel-good thing.
It is.
I've heard this story recently. And you know what's weird?
Hmm.
You're getting more action out of it.
You are.
Really?
Yes.
Because you look more approachable.
Yes. When a girl is just, you don't know this because you've been happily married to the most beautiful woman on the planet.
But I'm in the clubs a lot. Perhaps the most out of anybody, weirdly, because I DJ.
That's true.
Right?
So I see it all.
But like, I'm going to tell you this. There's a girl who looks like a disco ball. Because Erin, when she dresses up, she tends to sequin out.
Only for like work events,
okay,
not
so
normal.
The last work event, you were sequined out.
Yeah.
And I doubt you got approached as much as if you were just wearing a hoodie and a ponytail. Because like dudes are like, oh, wow, I could have a beer with this girl. And sequin girl, you're just like, I'm scared of that girl. That girl is like, I can't afford that girl.
I see. But if you're not wanting to have a beer with a guy, if you want to be... Like, don't you want to dress a little nicer if you want him to come with that kind of energy, right? To like woo you?
Yeah, but I also want to be comfortable.
Okay.
Because since COVID, nobody really wants to dress up.
No, athleisure all the way.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
So just, Aaron's, I think what's happened is we're a few weeks into Feel Good Friday, and now our filter for what is actually good, like the dress attire at a club, is we're down to like, these are the feel good hoodies.
We are what's left on the club floor.
Yes.
It just needs to stop at athleisure. Don't let the pajamas. There's no excuse to ever wear pajama pants in public. That's my biggest pet peeve. Now, sweatpants are so comfortable. They look so good.
Yes.
Don't wear new kind of like Public Rec or Bird Dog or
or even just anything. They make them, they're in every color, in every style. You don't need to wear pajama pants.
The jeans I'm wearing right now feel like sweats. And it's like, what are you wearing?
Just some cargo pants.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm wearing 7 diamonds and they're very comfortable. I get nothing for saying that.
Okay.
Shields, I'll be up there later to pick up my order of 7 diamonds. Hack you up?
Yeah, I have a feel-good Christmas story.
Oh, I like it. It's with the holiday just over that
bridge
just there.
Just in time. Well, there was a family in Kentucky.
Okay.
No, we're not. We don't do the voices in this one.
Oh, we can.
We can't. Well, they went and they got a Christmas tree. They did it the right way, according to you. They went and they chopped it down. They brought a real tree back. Fine. They did the whole thing.
Sawed it.
And then it was found that inside of that Christmas tree,
oh God,
there was a baby owl living inside.
Ooh.
Which owls, that's good luck if you come across an owl like that.
Is it really?
Yeah, but not if you cut down its house.
Yeah.
Well,
we are so bad at Feel Good Friday.
Then they found the owl. He was safely released. So they just had a little kind of a Christmas.
It's a baby owl. You can't just release it. They had to do something to it.
What do you mean?
I don't. Mom!
Do what?
Mom!
They don't say mom. They say who.
I know that, but like, it's a baby owl. Ooh. And just like.
Oh, they say the wrong words? What? You haven't been trained yet. Oh! You're saying the wrong words, stupid owl!
That's what happened. So.
Is that the end of your story?
Yeah, that doesn't feel good to you guys coming
it
across.
It does feel good. I had a really nice feel-good story that I was going to tell. But you guys have sucked the life out of this. So instead, I'm doing a different story. It's feel-good for me. Anyone who has ever texted this show, who's ever said, Slacker, you're vile, you're disgusting, you're... Because I have openly admitted, I've shared that I do everything in the shower. I clip my nails, I brush my teeth,
Yeah, you do.
And I definitely, hear me now from the top of this mountain, I pee in the shower.
Yeah! Bravery!
And according to doctors at Cedars-Sinai Urology, it's a myth that it's bad to pee in the shower.
Yeah.
It's a myth that it's bad for a woman's pelvic floor. It's a myth. It's a myth. It's a myth. So yes, pee. Pee away, people. Have fun. What?
But I want to know their reasoning as to why they say it's bad.
Aaron, you know me, I didn't read the whole story.
Yeah, no, I know. Because originally what they say is bad is like you're Pavloving yourself where you hear the water running and then you pee. It's not actually... I have to go to the bathroom.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105. 9.